May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as I indicated, today we're continuing to look at the book of Lamentations. And today we're probably getting to the most well-known verses from the whole book. In part, this is due to a certain Thomas Chisholm. He was born in 1866 in a log cabin in Kentucky in the United States of America. Nevertheless, even though he came from humble beginnings, he actually found success early in life. He became a teacher in his local town by the age 16 and associate editor of the local newspaper by the age of 21. When he was 27, he decided to follow Jesus and soon felt the call to ministry. So he was ordained a Methodist minister and was soon given a congregation to pastor. At that time, shortly after his ordination, he was also able to marry the love of his life and started a family. God was indeed good to him. But then suddenly life became difficult. He experienced ill health and finally had to give up his ministry job at age 43. The family, as a result, fell into financial difficulties as he also had to pay quite high medical costs to cover all what the hospital and doctors and so on. He was able to get a job as an insurance salesman, not his dream job. Certainly life was not going as he had imagined it. Nevertheless, Thomas Chisholm continued to trust in God and continued his love for writing poetry. One of his poems was inspired by the central part of Lamentations. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee, he wrote. And because despite the disappointment, he still experienced God's faithfulness. He sent the poem to William Runyon, who was a musician at the Moody Bible Institute. And William Runyon constantly received such poems from all sorts of people who thought that their words were inspiring. But those words indeed moved him, and William Runyon composed a melody to them. The hymn was sung frequently at the Moody Bible Institute, but only became famous worldwide when it attracted the attention of Billy Graham. It was then used at the Billy Graham Crusades in the 1950s. And from there, the words that were written thousands of years ago at the site of the destroyed walls of Jerusalem became sung all around the world, and we'll sing the hymn later on. Of course, in the book of Lamentations, they sound quite different than in the well-known hymn, because in the book, we already had two long poems of grief at the destruction of Jerusalem that express the shock of seeing the city fallen, and they tell about the difficult lives of the people who were still among its ruins. Those poems acknowledge the guilt of the people of Jerusalem for this calamity. And then we come to chapter 3 here, the third poem. In it, the disaster of the fall of Jerusalem is seen as a personal attack. It starts off with that. Now, it's not quite clear, but it's possible that the attacker here is God himself. After all, it's not unknown in the Old Testament to experience disasters as an attack by God. In the book of Jeremiah, for example, there are some of these laments where Jeremiah says that God is attacking him. In the book of Lamentations, it's clear that this is punishment, but that it is very hard to carry. The destruction, in any case, the destruction of the city is felt so personally and to such a degree that this disaster is like physical pain. The anguish is so deep that the sorrow and shame become unbearable and paralyzing. And so in this disaster, when even God seems to be against us and the pain is felt so personally, the writer of Lamentations is inconsolable and there seems to be no comfort. And so the conclusion is, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them and my soul is downcast within me. It's at this very moment of utter desolation that a new tone sets in. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So in the midst of the suffering, the people of Jerusalem remembered God's faithfulness, even when the suffering seems to be the just consequence of their wrongdoing. God's faithfulness does not end. God's goodness shines even through the judgment. God's love is even present in the disaster. That's why even in the midst of this national disaster, the people of Jerusalem could have hope. Even in times of darkness, God was with those who trusted in him. This note of hope holds the whole book of Lamentations together, for there, right at the center, is the faithfulness of God. The book as a whole is an outpouring of grief, of anger, disappointment, and also guilt. Yet at the heart, it's a reliance on God. Yes, terrible things can happen to us in this world. Sometimes it's our own fault, at times the fault of others. At times it's just the circumstances that seem to combine to make life miserable. But God does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men, we are told. At the center of God's dealing with humans are love and faithfulness. That's also so at an individual level. Now, most of us probably have not experienced the deep dislocation when everything around us has fallen apart, when our country, our family, our job, our house, our food, and our medical support have all been taken from us all at once, as it was for those people in Jerusalem. But all of us have experienced loss and disappointment, suffering and hard times. The troubles of Thomas Chisholm are probably more relatable to us. Most of us have seen our dreams dashed. Many have had to deal with financial difficulties. Many have had health issues that have threatened our life. Thomas Chisholm was assured that he was called by God to be a minister, and yet he had to give up that calling. When a clear conviction and motivation in our life disappears, then we can feel devastated. While others may be successful, we may come to realize that we have failed in a sense, that the clear path we saw for our lives cannot be followed. Or when life finally is on the right track, we may suddenly face difficulties. It's in these troubles that we find ourselves more commonly in. And yet, just as for Thomas Chisholm, it is at these times that the comfortable words from Lamentations can also speak to us. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. What is notable is that the insight into God's faithfulness comes often exactly through the suffering. One thing that we can learn from Israel's history, as well as from church history and from the witness of so many people around us, is that exactly in difficult times, people return to God and find God's faithfulness. During easy times, it's often easy to take God for granted, to be far away from God even, as we consume the good things in life and raise our expectations of what more we could acquire, and as we trust in our own success. It is often through the dark times that we are forced to rely on God again, and then we can find God's faithfulness and trust. Life may not be as we envisaged, but through the difficult times, we can draw closer to God and find a new appreciation of life. Then we can see the good things in life with thankfulness and can approach life with humility and trust in God. Now, I hope that our gospel reading related to that because, that was about the transfiguration. And so it's among this point, just ahead of Jesus' suffering and death, that the disciples were given a glimpse of the glory of Jesus. And so in the midst of the mundane and just before their hopes seemed to be dashed, the disciples received the assurance of God's glory and faithfulness. For a moment, they had seen the eternal perspective. Now, on Good Friday, after the death of Jesus, the whole experience must have seemed like a dream from another time. But after the resurrection, it all made sense. That glimpse of eternity was the sign of God's future. So I hope that even in the midst of so many challenges, we too can get a glimpse of God's glory. Even when we face the difficulties of life, and especially then, we can experience God's faithfulness. And then we can also join in the song of so many others who found strength and perseverance through God. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.